Crews in Philadelphia have begun to demolish the parking garage that partially collapsed on Wednesday. One person is confirmed dead, while two others remain missing. According to our news partner 6ABC, crews say they have to demolish the structure to safely recover their remains. City Managing Director Adam Teal says crews will not stop until everyone is returned to their loved ones with dignity. The parking structure in the Grays Ferry section of the city was being built for Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And as a traffic note, Grays Ferry Avenue remains closed in both directions between 27th and 33rd Streets. This is due to the crews working to demolish that building that partially collapsed. The Delco 10 miler is back for another year. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports the registration window is open for that race.
More than 600 people have already signed up for the second annual Delco 10 miler. The race begins in Rosetree Park in Media and ends in Subaru Park in Chester. Delaware County Executive Director Barbara O'Malley says this year's contest is different.
Our registration was maxed out last year at 1,500 runners. This year we have expanded it to 2,500 runners will be able to enter this race.
The race is October 4th at 8 a.m. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
Last month, New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill signed an executive order that directs New Jersey Transit to enhance their rider experience by cleaning up bus and rail stations and improving security by the start of summer. Micah Rasmussen, the director of the Rabovich Institute for New Jersey Politics at Rider University, says allocating additional funding for NJ Transit in a proposed state budget, the governor is sending a strong signal that she is serious about improving the agency. The New Jersey Association of Railroad Passengers says New Jersey Transit needs to improve maintenance productivity because too many trains break down and cause delays.